Let us talk now about you and why it is you came to the Charles Page home.
I was born in a little town called Benefield Town. My grandfather owned a lot of land, and my father married my mother when they were both 16 years old.
Your mother's name?
Daisy Saunders. She married Joseph Benefield. They bought a little land, and it was called Benefield Town because my grandfather owned so much land. My father was killed in an accident on his horse.
And then your mother became ill.
Well, my mother had all of these children.
And how many children?
Five children. She tried doing people's washing, but country people do their own washing. There was no way she could make a living. Five children was too much for her. She had a woman stop at her house and ask if she could get a drink from the hydrant that she had in the backyard. They said they were going toward the town called Sand Springs because their mother and father had died in the flu epidemic. She had two younger brothers, and she was around about 14 or 15, and she heard that there was a man who was taking care of children that had nowhere to go. She told Mother all about it. Well, my mother was struggling with five children, and she was trying to do a little crocheting. They used to wear yokes in their dresses, and she could crochet. And all the money that she could make was doing washings. And I can still remember the wash tubs along the side of the house on benches. I can remember the house. It was a shotgun house, as they called it. About three rooms in a row, and you could see the back, and they called them shotgun houses, right. If you could see from the front door to the back door. My mother got sick, though, because she was doing the washing when it was too cold for her to be out, and she took pneumonia. Neighbors came to help, and they were going to take the children because the doctor said she wasn't going to make it. She was run down, and he said she's not going to make it. We had the baby and me. I was three, and the baby was just new, pretty young. My sister Gertrude was the oldest, and then my brother Haskell. And they were very good to help Mama, because they had to. She had to have help, and they were good and helped. One of the ladies said, I'll take Haskell, because my father could use him in the fields. And one of the women says, I'll take Gertrude, because she'll be good to take care of my young'uns while I'm ironing, and she can help me with the canning and things like that. And somebody would take Beulah, because they didn't have any children. But nobody spoke for me, because at the time I had yellow jaundice. I was frail. I was ugly, of course. Nobody wanted me because I looked like a doctor bill. I was yellow with a yellow jaundice. My mother had gotten ill, but she could hear what was going on. It broke her heart that they were going to separate her children. So she prayed that she could live to get them to this place that she had heard about that Charles Page had. And God granted it. She did get better enough that she got one of her sister's daughter-in-laws to go with her to take the baby, which was Lois, younger than me. They left us with her sister, and they got on the train. But she wasn't well. She just was well enough that she could do it before she died, and they were separated. She was going to do it. She was going to make it there. When they finally got on the train, well, she was too sick. When she passed out, the conductor stopped at the next stop and called the Salvation Army and said, there's a woman here with a baby. She has passed out. Come and get her. And the Salvation Army man carried her off of the train. They took her with her baby and her niece to their home and kept her for 3 days until she was able to get back on the train. And then she went to see Mr. Page. She went to his office. The niece told me what it looked like. The niece said it was just kitchen chairs around in his office. He had a light bulb hanging from the ceiling. He had a big desk, and at his side lay his dog, Jim. Every time anybody came in, Jim raised. He was ready if anybody got funny with his master. She said there were 9 chairs in a row and that there were people needing help. 9 chairs already filled with people needing help. And they pulled in another 2 chairs for them. He started with number 1 and went around the ring and asked them a name and what did they want. They told him what they needed. And when he came to them...
To your mother?
Yes. Then she told him her plight. She didn't know what to do. That she had heard that he was helping widows with children. He didn't say a thing to any of them. He just went to 9 chairs. And then he came back. He remembered everyone's wishes and went through and helped them.
All 9 of them.
Helped every one of them with their problems, whatever it was. Then, when he came to her, he said, "Little mother, you had courage enough to ask God to help you, so I'm going to help you too." He said, "You came all this way, and I'm going to help you. I have a colony for widows and their children." He didn't call them orphans. He didn't like that name. He said, "I have a row of houses. I'll get cat breeding to find you a place in the colony so that you can have your children cared for and get you a job and be self-supporting." He didn't want to give them a handout. He said, "That robs you of your self-esteem." He wanted them to have a job if he had to help them to get it. And he explained to her that you have to make your own living, and he'd have a nursery where you can leave your children. But I want you to have self-pride, so I want you to work to earn part of your keep.